Bitter and candy, a loving man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Bitter and candy, a loving man, bitter and candy. In the dark house again.
So you get a lot of pilfering round here then?
No. They just borrow things.
So your wheelbarrow, it'll be returned then?
Well, not if it's Fagin's urchins, the rabble from over the hill. They might just offer to sell it back to me.
Change of subject, Ken. I've been thinking. You've never mentioned home. Do you live on the allotment?
Crikey, no. That'd be against the rules, Peter.
Well, where do you live then?
I could tell thee, but then I'd have to kill you.
In that case, I won't ask. I heard you had a famous cricketer lived here once.
I still does. He's not playing now, mind. Decided to retire a couple of years back on his 97th birthday. Special do planned for his centenary, you know, down the Memorial Hall. There's talk of booking Vera Lynn.
Who?
You know, the great Forces sweetheart, what a singer. Eh? We'll meet again, you know. Bluebirds over the white cliffs of... You know, proper songs.
Now you mention it, I do recall my nan warbling away about bluebirds and Dover. Mind, our nan was more than a bit strange. She had false teeth that she'd bought in a jumble sale. Of course, they didn't fit. Every time she opened her mouth to speak, the top layer dropped down and wobbled about. She looked like a very happy Skegness donkey. It was most disconcerting.
Hey, hang on, here's the postie. Knows everything that goes on here about. Bob, you got a minute, mate? Seen any bonfires on your rounds?
I did see something that looked like a bonfire. Now, where was it? Think. No, it's gone. Sorry, best get on.
Nice chap, our postie. He's about as helpful as Annie. Right, time to do a spot of searching.
Do these lanes actually lead anywhere?
Oh, aye. Every lane leads to somewhere. It's a feature of rural life.
Oh, God, blimey, no need to go all philosophical on me.
Well, this lane takes you to Pignut Spinney.
And what, pray, resides at Pignut Spinney?
Well, a spinney, of course. They say it were a good place for a highwayman to hide his horse. There's been sightings of galloping horses, in fact. Some say breathing fire through glowing nostrils. Legendary around here.
So, I might need to be ready to vault into another hedge? Or at least carry a fire extinguisher.
Too much cynicism among the young these days. It's a mistake to mock the departed, I've told you before. Even if it's only an horse. Mark my words, young'un, you need to show a bit more respect.
Well, I suppose the good news is that there are certainly plenty of hedges around.
Look. Look at that.
What? Where? Where? Is it the bonfire?
No. Mushrooms. Never waste an opportunity in the countryside, eh? Live off the land, boy. Come on, fill your pockets. These will give us a useful bribe if we have to ask Annie for a borrow of her barrow.
Or a substitute tiramisu.
Ah, learn the lie of the rural folk and their customs, Peter. It'll stand you in good stead. Every single thing hereabouts has a use for them as knows.
Look, why don't we cut across this field? See that hill? If we get atop it, we'll have a much broader view of the land. And if this is the doing of Fagin's urchins, as you suspect, we'll nab them in the act. Thinking about it, though, shouldn't they be in school? It's only 2 o'clock.
Oh, no. Building a bonfire in these parts is a recognised illness. Come on, Peter, let's get on with it.
Crikey. Oh, yeah. come on, Ken, catch up, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
It's a grand view.
Boy, and not an urchin in sight.
Come on, there's a gate down there. It's grand, look. There's an old cow having a rest in the shade.
It's not having a rest, and it's not a cow. Run!
Okay. Come on, Ken.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Hey, move aside, okay. Coming through.
He's gaining. Oh, my God, he's gaining.
Way up.
Jump.
Way up, move aside. Kenneth and women first.
Oh.
Ouch. Hell's bells.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that were close.
You're not kidding. You're not hurt, are you, Ken?
Oh, only me pride. I landed on it. I just need to take 5 to catch me a breath.
Hey, look.
Where?
Over there. Over the brook, past the barn. Does that or does that not look like a bonfire?
I can't see. Oh, there. I've got you. Yeah, it's a pity there's not a bridge across the brook, though. It's a bit deep in places. We'll have to use the stepping stones. Yeah. Come on, take care. Some of them might be slippy.
I'm going. Oh, these are my best flaming trainers.
Not very grippy, are they? Mind you, wash the mud off. I should take them back, get your money back.
Oh, come on, mate. I'll squelch me way over there.
Well, there ain't no barrow, eh? And that's a fact. Mind? Ain't that Annie's little chair? We'll have to take that back. Come on, no kids about. Let's get back.
Oh, wow, your whistling's improving, Ken.
Oh, well, it's because I'm happy, isn't it?
Well, we still haven't found the barrow.
No, but on the upside, we got Annie's chair, and that'll give us a few brownie points.
Hey, you two, I'll be looking for you. Have you got me cake?
Well, not yet, but we got something better than that. Your little chair.
Where did that come from?
We found it on the bonfire.
I still want me cake.
Aye, right, you're Annie. I'm on the job.
Right. Well, I'll be off then.
Are you going anywhere interesting?
Why are you, Tony, so nosy?
I'm sorry, I was just making conversation.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, she's a bit of a one-hour Annie, mind. Hey, not the sort of girl you want to take home to meet your mum, eh, Pete? I'm feeling a bit peckish. Fancy an omelette? Mushrooms and a bit of buttered toast.
I like the sound of that. But where will we get the eggs from?
I'll check in the pantry.
Is there anything you haven't got in that shed of yours?
Well, it does vary a bit with the seasons, like. Duck eggs all right with you?
Where do you get them from?
Oh, that'd be telling. Right, I'll get the primus on the go.
What will you fry them in?
Best butter from the pub. Past its sell-by date, mine, but it's fine.
Not the cordon bleu, then. Shall I do the mushrooms then, Ken?
No, don't peel them. You'll lose all the flavour. Just wipe them on your jeans.
Ketchup?
Now you're being silly. Come on, black pepper's all you need, lad. Puts hairs on your chest. Come on, we're ready. Pass your plate. Bit short on cutlery, Pete. Spoon or fork?
Ooh. You make a cracking good omelette, Ken.
Well, the duck's had a hand in it. Now then, I need something to wash it down with. One moment.
Is that a barrel?
Aye, it was going spare at the pub. I wheeled it here on my barrow when I had one. Grab a couple of tin mugs and I'll do the honours.
Sorry. begging your pardon. Is that a guitar I saw behind the door?
Yeah, it's Spanish, I think. I can't get a tune out of it.
Can I have a go?
Can you play that Jet Plane song? I know that one.
I'll play, you sing.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. Standing here outside your door, I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Hey, that's not half bad, young'un. I wish I could play. I like cowboy songs.
Look, I could show you if you like. You've a good voice.
Well, let's think about that. The moths will be out soon.
Moths in November?
The little winter moth, Pete. Females can't fly, you know.
I think you're winding me up, mate.
We'd best be getting back to Lower Chestnuts, see if me barrow's turned up.
Hot dog, Ken? Ketchup? Mustard?
Traitor. You've only just eaten it, Shay Kenneth. How could you?
Oh, I'm kidding, eh? Look, look, hey, look, look. The barrow, it's on top of the fire.
Hey, that's my best hat.
Where?
On the guy's head, sitting in the barrow.
We might be able to knock the barrow off with a branch.
Oh, I'm not worried about the barrow.
I thought it were a great family heirloom.
Well, my mistake. It's the one I borrowed from the builder in the village.
Have we got a builder in the village?
Well, no, not really, not in the village. He was working in the village. A bit of roofing, I think.
So, how did it finish up? Painted bright orange and with your name on it?
Security. I didn't want anybody pinching it. Hey, it's not as bad as it sounds. Don't look at me like that. It was a Sunday and it were parked up. So I borrowed it to move a bit of muck.
And?
Well, when I took it back on the Monday night, the builder had gone.
You borrowed it for a day and the builder, who was in the middle of a job, just vanished.
Well, it weren't for a day. I think I'd had it 3 weeks.
Penny for the geyser, penny for the geyser. Bonfire night on special cry. Still remember, dear old guys, 5th November night.